This goes to Dr. Freestone, Freestone, fax 989-875-5168, regarding Mary Cooper, C-O-O-P-E-R, date of birth February 1st of 1949. Dear Dr. Freestone, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Cooper with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, proteinuria, and paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Her last visit was December 5th of last year. She does report that she had about a week worth of diarrhea before she had her last lab studies done, May 30th, and her creatinine level was higher than usual, up to 1.69. We have seen it up to 1.7 December 15th of 2021, so she does fluctuate, but the diarrhea has resolved. She's eating, drinking, and feeling very well currently, and her weight is stable. No hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No current nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No chest pain or palpitations. Minimal dyspnea on exertion that is stable. None at rest. No orthopnea or PND. No edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight Lasix 40 milligram once daily in the morning. Also, she's anticoagulated with warfarin. Lisinopril is 10 milligram once daily at bedtime. Potassium chloride is 10 mil equivalent four times a day. Hydralazine, she takes 75 milligram twice a day. It's 2 p.m. and bedtime, and 50 milligram in at 9 a.m. and 8 p.m. For pain, she uses tramadol very rarely. Physical examination, weight 199 pounds, and that is stable. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff, 120 over 84. Pulse 65, and oxygen saturation is 94% on room air. Neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy, and no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular with valvular clicking noted. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, and no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done May 30th, 2023. Creatinine 1.69 with estimated GFR of 31. Calcium 9.37. Albumin 3.9. Phosphorus 2.9. Electrolytes are normal. Hemoglobin is 11.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. They do fluctuate, especially when she has diarrhea, and then they generally tend to improve. So we will continue to check them every 3 months. 2, hypertension, well-controlled. 3, proteinuria, also stable. And we will have a follow-up visit with this patient in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.